KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
KJAN News is brought to you by Cass Health. And at 7:07, we have mostly clear skies and 37 degrees in Atlantic. We're looking forward to be partly cloudy and windy on this Veterans Day, a high around 52, west-northwest winds at 20 to 35 miles per hour. We picked up 1.1 inches of rainfall yesterday into overnight here in Atlantic. Good morning. I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News. The Atlantic School Board met Wednesday evening during a regular session at the Schuler Elementary School Media Center. During their session, the board acted on several personnel matters, including the resignations of Washington Elementary teachers Kathy Williams and Jody Allen. Their resignations are effective at the end of the current school year. Superintendent Steve Barber thanked both women for their years of service to the Washington building and the Atlantic school community as a whole. The Atlantic School Board also approved 10 contracts as recommended by the superintendent, including Mallory Robinson as communications specialist.
Mallory will be meeting with me once a week. She'll be tapping into different buildings and working with principals in regards to that. And then so we really have a lot of communication flow. So we all know kind of we're sending the same message. One thing that really impressed me with Mrs. Robinson was that she knows the communication has to be based upon our mission, what the goals we're trying to accomplish, and she really understands that and has experience in doing that.
And Taylor Jones's contract as Washington paraeducator was approved Wednesday. The board approved contracts as well for the middle school principal Josh Rasmussen as interim JV boys basketball coach and Ed Denbesti as interim ninth grade boys basketball coach.
Try to avoid having principals be coaches, but given the situation we're in right now, we're able to use Mr. Rasmussen, and he's willing to work with the kids in the morning. Neither one of these coaches will be expected to be with Mr. Hall in the afternoon. J.C. Hoyg and Zach Christensen are volunteer coaches. They'll be part of those practices. So there's no basketball duty for Mr. Rasmussen after school. So he's got to have meetings after school with teachers or parents or follow up on disciplinary things. To be available to do that.
You said this is a one-year deal for both men. Sarah Rose and Katie Hedegaard were approved as winter cheerleading co-sponsors.
Sarah Rose and Katie Hedegaard would be splitting the cheerleading duties. So one is going to do basketball and the other is going to do wrestling.
The board approved Matt Best and Bryce Smith, assistant boys track coaches, and Cole Rankin as ninth grade girls basketball coach. They also approved the following as volunteer coaches: J.C. Hoyg and Zach Christensen, boys basketball; Todd Killian, Peter Smith, Mike Grieving, Chase Roller, Caleb Smith, and Ryan South, wrestling; and Kelby Flathers, dance coach. Along that same line, the school board approved recommendations from activities director Andy Mitchell for 2022 summer sport coaches, including athletic enhancement coordinator Derek Hall, head softball Terry Hinsman, JV softball Molly O'Hara, ninth grade softball Derek Handel, head baseball Joseph Brummer, and ninth grade baseball Warren Perkins. Well, during the regular meeting of the school board on Wednesday evening, Superintendent Steve Barber addressed a number of matters. The first pertained to the status of repairs underway at the middle school. The facility, you may recall, was damaged by fire that began while crews were on a lunch break from laying down new roofing this past July. The cause was never found, but it was deemed accidental. Barber said the crews were wrapping up repairs to the new roof as of Wednesday.
We are getting a roof that has an R49 value, which compared to, they estimated it to our other roof to have an R30. And then we also have a 25-year no material or labor cost to the owner warranty. Campbell Mechanical did get the spiral ducts in. They thought it was gonna take 3 months. Here it is about less than a month to get that in. So the framers are coming to do some duct work around that, and then Campbell Mechanical will be able to jump in and start their work.
In other business, the district is seeking specifications in order to solicit bids for a 77-passenger bus for 2023 delivery.
The estimated cost to convert to our round buses are 65-passenger. Mr. Weiss, transportation director, really wants to do the 77-passenger bus for the reason all of our propane buses are 65-passenger, and to get a 100-gallon propane tank, the smallest bus is the 77-passenger. So by doing that, we can take that bus to Shenandoah, we can take it to Des Moines, you probably almost go to see that. So we'd be able to get out further on our activities, and we probably use it mainly for that purpose.
Mr. Barber also discussed the federal vaccine mandate that temporarily was put on hold by a federal judge and that was supposed to go into effect on January 4th, 2022 for all businesses with 100 or more employees.
Since Iowa is one of 26 states that have OSHA standards, the Atlantic School having more than 100 employees would fall under that mandate. In a nutshell, that would mean employees would need to prove that they're vaccinated, not booster shot. And if they are unvaccinated, they would be required to take a weekly test and wear a face covering. Per the mandate, employers would not have to pay for the test. We do have rapid tests, so we need to discuss if that stay is lifted, what might have to take place.
He said the district's legal counsel is studying the matter since the temporary stay was enacted last week. That's a check of the news on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting. KJAN News is brought to you by Cass Health.